This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and it's show number 299 for July 24th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the song you're listening to is Cubs, Bears, Bulls, and White Sox. And it's from the album Legacy, and the artist is Gerald Wilson. The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And we feature music in this show every show gets a little music involved here, and that's because we like to promote the independent artists, and we play some clips from music that's provided by IOTA PromoNet, and you can listen to the full song at the end of the show. Once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and coming up we have an interview with someone from the premier organization that represents and helps travel agents, so you'll want to stand by and listen for more. In the meantime, go over to hometravelagent.net and take a look at the website. You can find shows going back 2 or 3 years, and you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you put your email address in the right side of the page, there's a box there, and drop your email address in that box. Hit the send button, and you'll get the show notes every week in your email inbox. Also, over at the website, what you'll find are tags, and those tags can be used to find topics, show topics that you're interested in. And just click on the topic that you're interested in, and the list of shows that have been tagged with that particular word will come up, and you can listen to your interests. Now you say, how much does all this cost? Well, you know, we don't sell gold or platinum memberships. You just stop by the Home Base Travel Agent Show and listen for free. Everything we do here is for free. And we're not selling anything. We're not an infomercial. So stop by and enjoy and learn. That's our goal. Okay, with that, what I'd like to do is move right on into the co-hosted segment of the show today. And we will do that without any further ado. We're going to go a little bit long, so it's good to move right on into it. So here we go. Well, hello, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're going into the co-hosted segment of the show. And welcome aboard. We're really fortunate today to have a great guest representing the premier organization for travel agents out there, and it's our pleasure to have this guest on the show. And as we usually do, I'll have Lorraine Romero introduce the guest.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks for having a show this week. One of the things that I really want to shout out to our speaker is this woman has patience, yeah. Which is wonderful. We've had to reschedule for a variety of reasons, including technology and every other thing why we would need to reschedule. So I believe this is our fourth reschedule, and we're very honored to have Mary Clegg. She is the vice president of NACTA, which is a wonderful association for home-based travel agents, and we are honored to have Mary on the show. So Mary, welcome. Tell us about yourself, and why would people be a part of NACTA?
Well, thanks, Lorraine and Barry. I'm very honored to be here. This is a great forum to get information out to everybody. NACTA, just so you know, why people would want to join, I'm a little biased, but I think we're the best organization out there to help the home-based travel agent. And basically, really, I'd like to say we don't care where you sit. If you're not home-based and you're actually a brick-and-mortar agent, we're really about the professional travel career and keeping our agents who join updated on the most information that's out there to help them grow their career in travel. And we changed our name a few years ago. We used to be called the National Association of Commissioned Travel Agents, and we changed it to the National Association of Career Travel Agents, and really that was because we are focused on helping travel agents and those interested in becoming travel agents grow their career in the business. A couple of other things that I think really are key to this is a little bit about our history and where we came from. NACTA originally was started by Tom and Joni Ogg. A lot of people know them. They have been in the industry for years and years, and Joni really spearheaded the home-based agent. I guess it would wave the flag to say, hey, we're out here, we're real, we actually do move market share in the business to our suppliers. And, you know, she hired me at NACTA about 5 years ago, and she just absolutely did a great job as our president. She really did make suppliers sit up and notice, and so much so that now home-based is just another channel for them to reach out to and get agents to sell their product. And they even have dedicated home-based channel managers now, most of the larger companies. So I really credit Joni with a lot of where we are right now because of the fact that she did dedicate so many years to the home-based agent, and she still is as a consulting with her consulting business. And then we had Scott Kep, who was very dynamic. I can't sing like he does. He's fabulous. But he actually brought us to another level, brought our technology up. We brought in a lot more benefits than we've ever had in the past. And really, now I've been taking over from him as he moved on in his career, and we're taking it again to another level as technology changes, and we're moving forward with that as well. And I have a lot of things to go over and tell you about, that's for sure.
One of the things that I admire most about NACTA is the fact that you do keep up with the technology, and you have some new exciting things that are just starting now, and I'm honored to be on the front line of this technology with you, and the fact that you do grow, you do change. And one of my favorite things still is the old school, oddly, at the same time, is you also have a wonderful magazine that comes out. And it's interesting because although I tend to be on the geek end, I love getting the magazine. I read it from cover to one end to the other, even though it's in the paper format. So thank you for providing both technologies.
Well, I think everybody has a different goal within our industry, and we have to, you know, provide different venues for folks to be able to, whatever they're comfortable with, you know. And actually, I brought the magazine with me when I came in. One of the first things we did was we brought webinars, and then we also brought in a magazine, and they can't be any further apart than that, you know, traditional magazine. But what we tried to do with that magazine is make it more of a lifestyle magazine and not just another trade publication, because we have lots of really good trade publications for the travel industry, but we didn't have anything about what's it like to work from home, how do I grow my business, success stories of our members. So we always have a member on the cover, and people can nominate various travel agents from our membership, and we only do 6 issues a year. So I wish we could put everybody on there, but, you know, if you don't nominate somebody, you can't get on there. So we definitely like to have that. But people save those magazines. I know that for a fact, and read them cover to cover just like you do, Lorraine. And I know if somebody doesn't get it because they call me and say, hey, I didn't get the magazine. Where is it? So I know it's being read, and our suppliers love it too because they have a chance to talk about various aspects of their business. We always highlight somebody in the industry, usually one of the executives from one of the major tour companies or cruise lines. We have our members give content so that they can help other agents, kind of an agent-to-agent type of mix. So it works out well. And then the webinars we do with all of our suppliers, we don't focus just on product, but we do things like, for example, Carnival just did a webinar with us where they focused on a fundraising cruise and how to use their fundraising program. So we bring it down to a very specific niche, had over 250 people on that. And it really showed people that, you know, even if you only do a handful of cruises a year, group cruises, they could all be fundraising cruises, and that could be your specialty. Nobody else in your area is doing that, and that's how you can grow your business. So when we do the webinars, we also record them, and we have an archive for our membership. So if you work a full-time job, and let's say you do travel part-time, you still can take advantage of the education part with NACTA by going in and listening to of a variety of webinars, and we also do business building webinars, which is our mastermind program, and that really focuses on how to maybe, you know, it can be everything from sales to marketing to what's, you know, the best accounting program to use. And those are all archived as well. So anytime that we have an interesting topic, social media, whatever that topic is, we try to blast it out to our agents, let them know that it's taking place live, and they can interact live with the speaker by typing in questions, and then we have a moderator who asks the questions on their behalf. And then if you don't have time, you just listen to the recording, and you'll get an awful lot out of it. We had an agent send us a note about 2 weeks ago saying, you know, I'm scared to try this webinar system. And when I realized how very simple it was, I went into the archives and listened a whole bunch more, even though I couldn't do it live. So it really is a great service, and we've had a lot of great response from that benefit. And that's all part of the NACTA membership that you get with us.
Yeah, that's great that you brought that up, because actually I have signed up for my first live one. I'm actually able to fit it in my schedule, and what I'm signing up for is Stuart's Top 30 Facebook Super Success Tips. So again, you're blending technology and social media together for home-based travel agents to kind of push them out of their comfort zone, which is one of the things that I appreciate about NACTA. Another area that I really want to shout out and have you talk a little bit about is the Digest, and how the Digest is a member of benefit for being an active member, and how people can find crucial information about that. Also, can you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. For those of you who are new to the industry, and even those who are very, very, let's say, mature, like me, who have had a lot of years in this industry, we all have to remember that we all started somewhere. And frankly, the more I travel, the more I know that I don't know everything about this world. And one of the great things about the NACTA Agent Digest is it comes once a day in your email, and it is a forum for our members to talk to one another and share ideas. And it's all business-based. So, for example, let's say that you have somebody, a client come in and say they want to go to Italy, and you've never been to Italy. So you type in a question to our NACTA Agent Digest. It's just a simple email. And you say, I have this client, wants to go to Italy. They're very high-end. They want a private driver who will speak fluent English and tour them around the various sites in Rome. So that will go out to all 2,500 members. And then they have a chance to respond and give you the real deal, because it's only agents on our digest. We don't allow suppliers. So you will get actual experiences and real opinions about various tour operators, suppliers, what have you, and who to contact based on recommendations of your peers. Now, how that happens is you will place your question throughout the day. You can place several questions. And then after midnight, it's compiled. It's all moderated and compiled, and it goes out in a question-answer format. So it'll be question-answer, question-answer, all the way down. And they're all archived, so you can go back and search the archives for particular topics. It's not the most, flashy kind of technology that's out there. I mean, I've talked about changing it to, you know, more of a social media format or something like that, and all of our members say, no, don't touch it. We love it the way it is. And so we may add on to it, but we'll never change the digest. We really like to have it the way that it is. It's simple, it's easy to use, and then you're not in business by yourself. Suddenly you have 2,500 members throughout the country that can help you with various questions that you may have, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. So we have very experienced agents and brand new agents that maybe only been in the business a few years on there, and they all like to help one another. That's really what we call it the NACTA family, and it really is like that. We all like to help one another grow within our industry, and that is by far probably the favorite benefit that we offer besides our familiarization tours and seminars at sea and things like that. But our daily thing, that's one of our most favorite benefits.
Well, and now that you've mentioned the FAM trips and the seminars at sea, why don't you talk a little bit about them? Because I've been on one, the Vancouver one, it was absolutely wonderful. It was in conjunction with Clay at 360 last year when it was in town. It was Vancouver focused, and I have also signed up to do the Big Island destination training. And what's amazing to me is they're not running from hotel to hotel. It's learning a destination. So can you talk about some that are coming up, what you have available for people?
Sure, absolutely. We have a lot of different things coming up. And we do a couple of different things differently than other companies out there that offer seminars at sea or FAM trips. We offer training on our seminars at sea and FAMs because we think, you know, I came from the supplier side in years past. I've worked over 20 years, almost 25 years, with tour operators and cruise lines as a regional sales manager, district sales manager. And at the end of the day, a supplier, when they put you on their product, they want to see you come back with a group of people, whether it's a group of five on a waterways or it's a group of 50 on Royal Caribbean. They want to see a return on their investment of time of putting you on their ships. So what we do on our seminars at Sea and FAMs is that we focus on sales and marketing and product training. We do about 6 hours of training on, let's say, a 5 or 7 night cruise. And so then you also have time to experience the product itself. And then we meet again at the end so that you can review your findings and what you thought. We also try to meet individually with our agents on their request to go over a marketing plan to bring a group back on that particular product. So that works well for the suppliers. And it also is an investment of time and money for an agent to come on a seminar at sea or a FAM, and they should demand that they get some good training as well so that they can go home and use that to build their business. That's really what we're about, is the education. Now, what's coming up? Well, we have several, and if you go to www.napta.com and you click on events and special events, seminars at sea, it'll give you access to our calendar, and you can look at all the different destinations that we have. For example, this month, July 22nd, we have an AMA Waterways that's a 7-night rivers and castles on the MS Amalegro. We have another on the 29th. We have the Hawaii Island Master Specialist Program, which is what you're participating in, Lorene, August 5th. And that is hosted by Bob Duglin, who is our Director of Industry Relations. And what he does is he goes out to the Island Tourist Bureau and sets up all kinds of site inspections and activities and meals and you name it. And he keeps you busy. You are going to be very, very busy on this trip. But you will know Hawaii when you come back. And that's what it's all about. And we've done several with Hawaii, and they love our agents because they are so professional and career-oriented. We have a Celebrity Alaska going out on August 26th. And one of the neat things that we do also is called a destinational. And the destinationals are a little bit different because we try to do only domestic departures for Canada. And we have I Do Vegas, which is immediately following Astus, the trade show. And this starts on September 15th. And we will be using the Embassy Suites in Las Vegas right at the convention center. And we're working with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Bureau, who are delightful to work with. And they came up with this idea called I Do Vegas. And what it's going to be is focused on weddings and destination weddings for the Vegas market and bachelor and bachelorette parties. So they're going to show you some things that you normally wouldn't see just going to, let's say, a trade show that you go out there for or a family vacation. You're going to see how to market this to the bridal market, which I think is terrific. So that is September 15th, and our destinationals are only $149. And you can go, again, right on our site and join up and come with us on this great destinational. Then another destinational that we have coming forward is following Travel Weekly's Cruise World. And that is going to be in Fort Lauderdale on November 7th. And again, focusing on the port of Fort Lauderdale is great because that's a lot of people prefer to sail from Fort Lauderdale with the big ships being there now. And this will be an opportunity for agents to learn more about what's to do before or after a cruise in Fort Lauderdale. So, again, that one is November 7th. We have our annual convention coming up, and we still do have space available space available cabins and ocean view cabins. It's called Solve the Mystery of a Successful Travel Agency Business, and this is on the MSC Poesia. And it's October 22nd through the 29th, sailing from New York, going up to Halifax, to Bar Harbor, St. John, New Brunswick, Boston, and Newport, Rhode Island. And the nice thing about that is we're having the entire trade show, roundtables, breakout sessions, trainings, and specialty shore excursions in each port of call. Again, like little mini destinationals where you're going to get to do site inspections with the local tourism bureaus, see the hotels, see the sites, learn the inside scoop about each port of call, so when you go back, you'll be able to sell it even better. And there are still limited spaces available on that particular departure, and we have about 150 cabins already sold on it. So we have a good group going out, and it's quite exciting. It's our first convention at sea that we've done, and we're very excited about it. And then coming up in November, we have a China Connection and Starwood China Fam, November 16th. And one of our chapter directors, Jess Mackey, will be taking this group out. The member rate for this is only $1,590, and it is a terrific deal and a great departure. Again, you're going to be sailing on the Yangtze River cruise. You'll be doing 12-day, 10-nights exploring China. It's a really fabulous deal if you think about it. You can't stay home for that. It does not include airfare, so you have to add the air in. And then we have a couple sold-out sailings that I don't really need to mention simply because I can't get any more space. That's the thing. We sell out very quickly. And then we have a seminar at CM, the Celebrity Solstice. That one is December 11th through the 8th. Doing a 7-night Western Caribbean, and if you haven't experienced Celebrity's new type of ship, the Solstice, they call their solsticizing all of their fleet, and this is an opportunity to go on the flagship, which would be the Celebrity Solstice, and that's December 11th. And so there's a lot to choose from, and we have about 5 to 10 more on the back burner that we're just finished negotiating right now through the end of the year, some Ireland, some other interesting departures. Israel will be next year in January. We're also going to be doing a Jordan and Egypt coming up here shortly in December. So there's a lot of different opportunities that are going to be, so you need to check our website often. And then we will also be doing some special things with our texting program so that when we announce our new seminars at sea, if you haven't heard about NACTA in the Know, this is another way that we try to keep on the cutting edge and ahead of the game. We have our own texting program where agents sign up. You can simply click on the little icon on our homepage. It's called NACTA in the Know, and we just ask for your name and your cell phone number, and you opt into our list. And you will get information 24 to 48 hours prior to anybody else if you allow us to text you. And it's a very short message, and it'll be very concise as to what we're offering. And we promise not to do more than 4 texts in a week. And we actually have had people ask, why haven't you done more? Because actually right now we've only sent out a few. And that's because we only will do 1 for NACTA and 3 for our supplier messaging. But it has to be very important. Otherwise, we won't send it. We don't want it to be like the onslaught of email that all of us recognize and have now in our email inboxes. So we're very judicious with our new texting program. But it's very exciting because one of the facts I learned when researching this was 90% of all texts are read within 30 seconds. And we're looking forward to expanding this program to offering it out for agencies to use as well to market out to their client list and have their own account with us that is private and theirs, and we wouldn't see it, but we would show them how to use it. So there's a lot of opportunity that we're going to be expanding that program and making it another way and another benefit for our members to grow their business.
Well, this is very exciting news. Thank you. This is great. It makes me even prouder to be a member, to be able to go over all the things that are member benefits. And speaking of that, how would one of our listeners or all of our listeners hopefully be able to connect with NACTA, see what they have to offer and how much membership it's?
Yeah, sure. Well, right now, you can join online if you'd like to, or you can call us. We have a live person that answers the phone 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and we can be reached at 877-22-NACTA. And if you want to join online, you simply go to our website, which is www.NACTA, N-A-C-T-A, which stands for the National Association of Career Travel Agents, www.NACTA.com. And there's a big square that says Join Now. Click here, and you simply can click there, fill in your information, and then we'll approve your membership. And so we're pretty user-friendly as far as that goes, and we try to make it as easy as possible to join. Our membership currently right now is $145. That's only 26 cents a day, and definitely worth every penny and more. We offer all kinds of different benefits. One of the things I haven't talked about is we have a Find a Professional Travel Agent button on our homepage. And when you click on that, it takes you to a listing of agents who have filled out a benefit that we call the One Sheet. And what it is an online resume. And we spent thousands of dollars in this building this technology. And basically, what we've provided is a template so that people can go in, upload their photo, their logo, tell a little bit about themselves, and then there are various different boxes that they can click on with drop-down lists of all the different certifications or specialty programs that they've achieved, all in one spot. And you can save it as a PDF, and you can put it on your website. You can attach it as a document to a quote that you send out to a client. And you can change the one sheet based on perhaps you're going to a bridal fair and you want it to all be geared towards brides. You can save it and print it out as a flyer and use it a little bit about yourself. I have a member who came up to me and said, you know, I didn't fill that one sheet out for a long time because they thought it would be too difficult. And he said once he finally did it, it only took him about 5 to 10 minutes to fill it out. And he said, I started attaching it to every quote that I sent out. And he could directly attribute 8 new bookings in a month because he attached his one sheet. Because people said to him, you know, you made yourself different than everybody else. You showed us why we should do business with you. And it's branding. It's about branding yourself. And that's an absolutely free benefit that's included in membership. And for no other reason, your 26 cents a day is totally worth joining NACTA just for that one benefit, in my opinion. It's tremendous benefit.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we all know we spend more than that on just coffee or snacks, and not comparing that to NACTA benefit, but the value of what you have to offer as an organization, because it really is. It's the value that you give is why members stay renewing every year. I've been an NACTA member for probably about 5 or 6 years now, and I don't have an issue at all with renewing my membership. I find it totally worth it. So thank you, because in this day and age where people need to kind of find out what's really important to be able to renew or have to let it slide, NACTA is always on the list of, yep, that's worth the money. So thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, and the renewal is only $95, which is a tremendous value. I mean, we discount it $50 from our first-timer membership, which is great. And we have a very high renewal rate. People really, I always say you get what you, you get everything out of it, what you put in. We have local chapter meetings all over the country. And if there isn't one in your area, people will say that to me and I'll look at them and say, well, you know, we need a director in your area and recruit that way because, you know, it's very isolating to be a home-based agent. And the more you can get out and meet with other like-minded agents and people who are in your community doing the same thing you're doing, but you don't see them. So this is a way for you to meet with people and buddy up even and help each other in your business. Definitely, our local chapters are very strong. Our chapter directors are tremendous. They're the backbone of our association. And I tell my staff, who, by the way, is fabulous. I have five staff that are just terrific people with all different types of travel experience. And I always tell them, when we think about adding benefits to our programs, or any kind of program, I'll say, how does it benefit our members? We won't do it unless it does. And that's really how we run this business, is that we want to ensure that every dollar that you spend on your NACTA membership is well spent, and that you get a lot out of it. And if I sometimes do hear people say, you know, I didn't take advantage of that, I didn't know about that, that means I'm not doing my job communicating well enough to let them know that these benefits are there for the taking. And so we're making extra efforts to communicate better with those who are not members like this, so that they know exactly why they should join NACTA and support their local association or their national association as well.
Exactly. Barry, you've been very quiet and patient. Do you have any questions for Mary?
Yeah, I do. We have listeners who are not travel agents, but thinking about becoming travel agents, and I know that from the email that we get occasionally. Would you have any advice for them, any thoughts to that group of listeners?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up. I'm in the midst of planning a new program that will help people getting into our industry. It's not quite ready to be announced yet, and I will announce it soon. But I don't think that we do a great job at training and welcoming new people into the travel industry, and I saw a need for it. And so we will be announcing soon a program that will address those needs and help people who want to do what we do and don't know where to start, and we're going to provide that roadmap for them. And I'm very excited about it. So meanwhile, if they are interested, there are a list of host agencies on our site. It's called, again, www.nacta.com. And if you click on host agencies, why use a host agency? And then we have a listing of probably about 70 different host agencies that are reputable that can put you on the right track. Now, some of them don't accept new people who have never had any experience, but others do, and they have organized training programs. So if you're confused as to who does what, there are links to their sites. You can call them or you can call us, and we can tell you which ones offer a training program and which ones do not, so that you can kind of call out who, you know, maybe down to 10 or 15 that you might want to talk with, or even five, and work from there. But there are companies out there that will take you under their wing and train you. And a host agency, for those who are new to the industry, is basically a travel agency who has salespeople all over the country. They call them independent contractors, and you're paid a commission based on whatever you sell. And but they provide you with all the backup systems so that you don't have to invest in the very costly systems to book travel. They already have it, and it's usually all web-based. So they get you going and handhold you so that you can build a successful business.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, this has been great. Again, we've been honored to have Mary Clegg, Vice President of NACTA. And it's funny, Barry and I had to laugh because we've probably had more of your staff on the show than any other company or association or anybody we've ever worked with, because you have such great staff. We've had Bob on the show, and he's hysterical. Can't wait to meet him in person. We've had Penny on the show, and she talked about kind of the geeky end of what things are coming and that NACTA have to offer. And now we have had you, which is absolutely wonderful. So thank you again for being on the show. If you don't mind giving the contact information one more time for our listeners to be able to get more information about NACTA.
Sure. Again, the website is www.nacta, which is N like Nancy, A, C like Charlie, T like Tom, A like Apple, .com. So www.nacta.com. And our phone number is 877 22 NACTA, which is toll-free. So we'd be happy to help you. We're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And we always have lots of events going on, so we'll probably see you at a trade show as well. So thanks so much for having me, and thank you for all listening. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our great organization.
Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what's a good email address for them to write you an email message?
Yeah, and I appreciate any email that we get, and they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. And my Facebook page is Laureen R, and that's spelled Laureen R. Thank you again, Mary, for being on the show. And Barry, we're coming up next on our 300th episode. So we're going to have Gary Ebels on the show, and he's actually going to turn the tables on us, the rat. So we'll be looking forward to having him on also. And for everybody to be able to listen to our next show. So thank you again, everybody.
Yep. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Laureen. Thank you for doing a great job in bringing together the guests on the show. And we're going to move right on into the news items of the show today. And we have three items for you. And the first item comes from NPR.org. And it's actually a transcript of a story, an audio story. And what it's about is about Virgin Galactic, and they're talking about space travel, private space travel. So if you have an interest of traveling in space, listen up, because you're going to be able to do that. And you know what else is pretty cool? They have travel agents representing this adventure into space for people, and the commission is pretty good, because the cost to do this right now is $200,000, which is much better than the millions of dollars that the Soviets, the Russians, charge to take people into space. So space tourism is up and coming. It's going to be starting, according to the article here, it's going to start in about 18 months with the first liftoff of a small plane attached to a larger plane. Actually, it's a small rocket that's about the size of a passenger jet attached to a larger plane, and they get you up about 50,000 feet, drop the small plane, the rocket engines ignite, and off you go up to 100 kilometers in space. And that's the boundaries of space, and you'll be able to get up and walk around, actually float around the cabin and look out very large windows to view the Earth and the Milky Way. Now, Virgin Galactic does have 500 people booked for future space flights. And that's just as many people who have flown in space to date. So they have just as many people booked to fly in space as have gone in the past. And one of the things that's being demanded or requested from Virgin Galactic is point-to-point space travel. And I'm kind of interested in this because you can travel from New York to Tokyo in just about 45 minutes. That's amazing. And just think, you can be a world tourist without having to spend those hours and hours, those agonizing hours on the airplane. You know, 14, 15, 16-hour airplane trips someday may be a thing of the past as we move travel in, out to the edge of space. So take a look at this article. There's also a link to the audio portion of the article, and you can find all this in the show notes at hometravelagent.net. Now, the next article comes from TNOOZ, T-N-O-O-Z, and it's a site that talks about travel tech, and the article here talks about online travel agencies are attempting to suppress disclosure of their service fees. There's a court order out there that's requiring that these online travel agencies actually tell people the fees that they add into the costs. And imagine that, being honest and upfront about the fees that you're adding into your costs. But these travel agencies, these online travel agencies, are resisting that. They're fighting the court's order to disclose these fees. And you know, here's an opportunity as a travel agent. You know, we're up front and people know what it's going to cost them when they finish booking a trip with us. I hope everyone lets their clients know exactly what it's going to cost them to take that trip, unlike these online travel agencies. So take a look at this article, links to it in the show notes. Now, you know, hurricane season's coming up, and the next article has to do with that. And the article comes from USA Today travel section. And it talks about the 2011 hurricane season. And the hurricane season is going to be a little bit worse than the past season, according to predictions. In fact, there's a prediction of a 65% chance of heavier than average hurricane season coming up. So what they're predicting are 12 to 18 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes. So the gist of the article is being prepared to travel in the hurricane season and the steps that you need to take to travel to make the preparations just in case your travel plans are diverted by a hurricane. Now, this is a good article. It's a good start for travel agents to take a look at this article, because if you have clients going on a cruise anytime between August and the end of November, well, that's smack dab in the middle of hurricane season, and you will want to be prepared to advise your clients or to help them out if you should get a phone call from a client about their trip, their plans being altered because of a hurricane coming in. So take a look at this article, and it gives you links to further research to where you can go and find out more information about how you can advise your clients about the hurricane season. So take a look, and I know this is going to do you some good and help your clients. Well, anyhow, with that, we're going to wrap the show up, and we will be back next week. We're coming back next week with show 300, so be prepared for that. I think we're going to have an interesting time in show for show 300. So come back, take a listen, and we're going to have some fun, I think. With that, hey, take care. We'll see you next week. Travel safe. Stay healthy. Bye-bye now. Yeah.